The Torquay filled quickly. Music industry types crowded the bar. Street kids whose curiosity had been aroused by deja vu packed the area immediately in front of the stage. They'd read about the cult in the music papers and wanted to find out more. Provincial kids would take a while to catch on to deja vu, but in the capital word was already out. There were, of course, many loyal followers from Hackney and Tower Hamlets, but Deja Vu's most vocal supporters were from a North London suburb. The Finchley Philistines outnumbered their nearest rivals for Alienation's affection by nearly 2-1. Jed, the unchallenged leader of the Philistines, had lived in North London all his life. As a teenager, he'd gone in for squatting abandoned properties located in Stoke Newington and Stamford Hill. He'd lived out of Finchley for 5 long years, but eventually felt the need to return. The Merton malcontents were led by Claire Dixon, a 19-year-old nutter who craved all the excitement she could get. Whereas Jed made derogatory references to places north of Watford, Claire hated anything to be found north of the Thames. Her reputation stretched to Waterloo, and that was as far north as she deemed desirable. In her manner, people did what she said. As Alienation launched in their set, Chicken Feed was straining to hear the words. The mix was all wrong. You couldn't hear the vocals at all. Only a lip reader would have known that Christine was screaming, "Turn my mic up," instead of singing the lyric. The drums were drowning out the guitar and the bass was barely audible. On stage, the group were wondering why they weren't getting any sound on the foldback. Chicken Feed fought his way to the mixing desk. He knew Derek Jacobs had given the PA man, Fred, strict instructions that they were to have a decent mix. Fred wasn't at the desk. Toad, one of the freak's personal roadies, was controlling the sound. Chicken Feed shoved his way through the crowd. He caught Claire's attention, then Jed's. The noise was deafening, but Chicken Feed was able to make himself understood with gesticulations. He hardly had to do more than point at the mixing desk. The two gang leaders fought their way through the crowd. Claire reached Toad first. She slammed a right hook into his mouth. The roadie staggered backwards and slid to the floor, spitting out gouts of blood and the occasional piece of broken tooth. Claire had done all she could. She'd been determined to get to the mixing desk first and do over the roadie. She didn't have a clue about how the equipment worked. That was Jed's speciality. The Philistine came up behind her and pushed her out of the way. The band stopped playing. "There's nothing coming through on the monitors," Christine shouted. Jed didn't catch the first part of what she was saying, but he got the word monitors because he turned her mic up before she'd screamed it. Jed adjusted the foldback, turned up the bass, took down the drums. The band went into arsehole. It sounded a bit muddy, but at least you could hear everything. Jed made further adjustments to the instrument levels. The band was tight. Their confidence increased as the wonders Jed was working at the mixing desk came through the monitors. The group was scorching by the time they finished the song.